Have you ever entered someone's home and felt the tension in the home? It's almost palpable what you can touch sometimes. Perhaps the husband yells and belittles the wife and the children in front of the guests. Or perhaps it's the wife who does that. Or perhaps the children are talking roughly, talking back to their parents in front of the guests. And everybody's uneasy. Have you ever had that experience? Perhaps foul language is common in this home. The residents may openly criticize one another and try to make the other family members appear stupid or less in front of their guests. Everyone feels uncomfortable in that moment. And it's obvious that this is not a place of peace. Anger and resentment live openly in this home. And this home is not a source of peace. It's a disturbing place. Hospitality is very difficult in a home that lacks peace. Perhaps every family experiences a lack of peace in their home at different times and different situations. You may recall that I'm a widower with six children. My children taught me how to bring peace into the home. I apparently wasn't doing a very good job of that at one point. One day I heard our teenagers enter the house cursing and yelling at one another, slamming doors and generally disturbing the peace in the home with anger and shouting and foul language from the front door in. Well, I decided to do something about it. And so I called them into the living room and asked them to sit on the couch. I began to lecture them about such rough behavior. And they responded pretty quickly to me. One of them spoke up and said, "Time out, Dad. Time out. We've heard you do much worse. A lot, frequently. We hear you cursing all the time." That shut that conversation down real fast. They were right. I was out of order. I was not being a good example, and I realized what a hypocrite I was on this very topic. Well, I went away kind of sheepishly after that conversation and reflecting upon the awkwardness of my words and that situation and the behavior that they had highlighted to me. And I spent a lot of time thinking about that. How can I deal with this situation? And I realized it had to start with me. So several days later, I called them back into the living room, sat them on the couch, and I said, "Look, I need to apologize. I was wrong, and you were right. I was out of place lecturing you on cursing in front of the family." I said, "Let's talk about this again. I'm still bothered by this, and I want to talk to you about a way to approach this." And so I explained to them, you know, we all want to live in a peaceful home. And when we're away from home, when we're outside the home, when we're out in the world, we hear things, we see things. And when we're out there, we should look at our home as a place where we want to return to because it's safe, because it's peaceful. We should yearn to want to go back to it because it's the one place where we will be safe. That's what home should be. We want our home to be a comfortable nest, but it takes work. And I explained to them that I didn't want to, and I couldn't police them outside the house. I wasn't going to go out into the streets and watch their behavior and hear their words. I said, I can't do that. But I said, I'll tell you what, let's make a pact. Let's make a treaty here in the home. You see that front door? All that behavior, let's agree that that stays outside that front door. And when you come in here, no abuse, no words, no foul language, no shouting, no anger, no sex abuse, no alcohol abuse, no drug abuse. Those doors are going to protect us inside this home if we make it a pact that all that stuff stays outside those doors. We can't do anything about it, but we can do something about what's inside this home. What do you say? To my surprise, the kid said, immediately said, okay, Dad, anything else? This was too easy. I almost didn't trust what had happened. And in the coming weeks, it worked. We weren't perfect. I wasn't perfect. They weren't perfect. But there was an obvious difference as a result of our agreement. All of us changed. And the house became more peaceful. The bad words and the outburst of anger and abuse greatly reduced. And our home became a whole lot more peaceful. Now, there were some interesting fruits of this. This became a habit that followed me outside the home. Once it became a habit, after a period of time, it followed me into the workplace. It kind of surprised me that way. It had another fruit also. My kids were teenagers, and a lot of people would like to sleep over. But the number of sleepovers at the house increased dramatically. My job on Saturday mornings was to fix breakfast. That was my job. And so when Saturday morning came, I never knew exactly how many mouths I was going to be feeding, and the number kept growing up. And I asked one of my kids one day after this pact several months later, I said, do you know how many people in the house? I said, why are they here? I don't know, Dad. But it's more than was here before. There's more people here. Yeah, I guess so, Dad. I said, no, but you got to tell me what's going on. Why are they here? Well, I don't know. I heard some of them saying that they have to be at home all week during the school nights, but they really don't want to be in their houses on the weekend. And they feel safer here. It was working. I didn't see it coming. Hospitality cannot exist in a home without peace. A couple of weeks ago, in the gospel, we heard Jesus tell his disciples who he was sending out on mission, into whatever house you enter, first say, peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Today we hear of Abraham's hospitality, how he invited God's messengers into his home, and they responded by promising Abraham and Sarah a child, even though they were childless and well past childbearing age. In today's gospel, we hear of Martha, who invited Jesus into her home. And Martha was full of anxiety. We all know Martha's. As Jesus reflected on this, she was burdened with much suffering. It was a burden with much serving. And Martha's sister Mary found peace at the feet of Jesus, listening to his words. Martha was having none of it, and so she asked Jesus to give orders to her sister Mary to help her. However, Jesus was not going to take the peace from Mary. Remember the most frequently stated words of Jesus. Every time he came into a group of people, he said, "Peace be with you. Do not be afraid. Peace." He said those words over and over and over again. We see it, we encounter it in all the Gospels. Well, Jesus responded to Martha, "Martha, Martha, you're anxious and worried about many things. There's need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." That day, Martha created turmoil, and Mary found peace with Jesus.